Coast Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says South Africa is entering a new era of innovation in the fight against tuberculosis. He was speaking at the relaunch of Parliament's TB Caucus. It's a platform that brings together MPs, government officials and civil society to coordinate efforts against the country's deadliest infectious disease. Newswatch's Mangaliso Khumalo reports.
Motsoaledi says despite decades of available treatment, tuberculosis continues to claim more lives than other infectious diseases, yet it receives far less public attention. The minister described the relaunch of the TB Caucus as a turning point, ensuring that Parliament plays a hands-on role in monitoring the country's TB response. As part of the renewed strategy, the Department of Health has introduced a new live TB dashboard, a digital tool that tracks testing and treatment data across all provinces in real time. The dashboard will allow lawmakers and citizens to see exactly where progress is being made and where interventions are falling short. Motsoaledi says this transparency is critical for rebuilding public trust, ensuring proper resource allocation, and driving the national goal of testing 5 million people for TB each year.
Transport Minister Barbara Creecy says PRASA's new solar energy project at the Durban station marks a major shift towards cleaner, more sustainable transport in South Africa. She launched the initiative in the city today and says the solar rollout will help PRASA cut its dependence on the national grid.
It's important both in terms of reducing our carbon footprint, but it's also important because it gives us energy security under conditions of power disruptions, and it also saves an enormous amount of money. The group CEO was explaining to me this morning that within 6 years, from the savings that we will make in electricity, we will have paid off the investment.
11 people have now been confirmed dead following a plane crash in Kenya. Authorities say most of them are foreign nationals. The small plane took off this morning from Diani on the country's coast and was headed to the Masai Mara National Park when it crashed. Mombasa Air Safari says there were 8 Hungarians and 2 German passengers on board. They all died along with their Kenyan captain. And 2 Durban men recently put their emotional weight on their back, literally.
We pushed, we fought. Every step was a step of pain. The struggle was there, but we knew the purpose or the reason why we're doing this.
Wentworth residents Brian Fell and Curtis Kindley walked 42 kilometres from Umhlanga to Wentworth, carrying bags weighing up to 30 kilograms on their backs, a challenge known as a ruck march. Fell says the initiative is all in the name of men's mental health. November marks International Men's Health Awareness Month.
Let's make men feel that it's okay not to be okay. And we just want men out there to speak up. So we basically took on this challenge, packed our bags with the required weight, and we carried every single man's burden on our backs. So with the 30 kg swap, we just represented that as our own burden to say, this is what we're carrying for ourselves.
And Fal says they trained for months as part of Wings Athletic Club, preparing not just physically but mentally to show that men's pain deserves a space too. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 31.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas are batting first in the first T20 against Pakistan as Tony D'Souza makes his T20 international debut. The Springboks will have their depth tested on their 5-match end-of-year tour. And Garrick Higgo has become the latest player confirmed for the Nedbank Golf Challenge.